They are aging and often sick and uninsured. More and more, veterans are turning to the Department of Veterans Affairs for help. But VA medical centers can't handle the increase. The onslaught of new patients, fueled in part by the rising cost of prescription drugs, has been so great that there is a backlog of more than 200,000 veterans waiting to be seen by a physician. For some, the wait will take up to 2 years. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
74-year-old Vance Bryant spent 2 years in the Army after World War II and can still recite his military identification number. I've traveled to Augusta, Maine to the Togus Veterans Hospital, an attractive complex of brick buildings that looks like a small college campus.
And what's he doing here today?
Just would like to know if he could get some help with medication.
Oh, okay.
Last month, Bryant was hospitalized with pneumonia. He's on 3 inhalers, one of which costs about $90 a month, and his supplemental Medicare coverage won't pay the full cost.
Medicines are so expensive.
Right.
I just can't afford them.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to try to get by for another, even up to 12 months it could be. Maybe longer, I don't know, but you'll have to continue to do what you've been doing until we can get you in here to Togus.
For Bryant, that could mean going without medication. His wife recently lost her job as a department store clerk, and he's retired. But Bryant says he can handle the long wait as long as he knows he's enrolled. Once he is seen at Togus, he'll pay just $7 for a prescription. Dr. Rick LeMay is a general internist who works out of a VA clinic in Saco, Maine.
When I first joined the VA, our mission was to take care of veterans that were service-connected and also those that were that could not afford medical care in the communities. Now we've added a whole different category of veterans and really just want to use me as their conduit for receiving cheaper prescriptions. That's a very dissatisfying position to be in as a physician.
LeMay says the VA is at the point where it must decide whether its mission is to provide primary care or simply supplement the private sector. Last month, the list of veterans waiting to see a primary care physician at Togus was about 5,000 names long. Hospital spokesman Jim Simpson says Togus intends to schedule appointments for all of those patients, but it still could take them up to a year to see a doctor.
As soon as we add the staff and get more patients scheduled, we have more patients behind them that come in to fill the gap. We keep plugging away at it, but at this point, the numbers just continue to grow.
The situation at Togus is not unique. In 1996, Congress directed the VA to open health care to any veteran without a dishonorable discharge. And over the past 7 years, the VA's patient population has exploded from 2.9 million to almost 7 million. To stem the tide, VA Secretary Anthony Principi recently suspended enrollment for higher-income veterans with non-service-related ailments.
I could keep enrollment open for all 25 million and have veterans wait on long waiting lists to get their care. I think that is morally irresponsible to have a veteran believe that he can get his care or her and be placed on a waiting list, and that individual might be sick and not know it. And that is not good health care, and that is not good government.
The new policy does not affect anyone who is already enrolled, and no veteran in need of emergency care is ever turned away. But it will mean about 164,000 veterans are not currently eligible for care. In addition, there's a system-wide effort to realign resources, but the VA is still awaiting congressional approval of its 2003 budget.
So they have to operate on the monies that they were given under 2002.
Ronald F. Conley is the national commander of the American Legion. He supports a bill to establish mandatory rather than discretionary funding for the VA. Otherwise, he says, the perennial debate about adequate funding will continue.
There are veterans that are going to probably die before they get that VA health care.
Veteran activist Ron Warner says that's unconscionable.
It's scaring the heck out of me because we know they can't meet the demand now. And we have veterans in Bosnia, in Afghanistan. They're talking about going into Iraq. How can they possibly care for those new veterans when they can't even meet the demand now?
The VA is predicting that by the end of next year, its patient load will increase by another 600,000 veterans. And Conley says if that happens without changes in the way the system is funded, the backlog could grow even worse. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Augusta, Maine.